Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The company that purchased a former South Dakota Department of Corrections facility in the Black Hills missed their annual payment to the state in May and is at risk of having what was once called the Star Academy repossessed by the state. Investigative reporter Seth Tupper broke a story in today's Rapid City Journal, and he joins us now with an update. Welcome back, Seth.
Thanks for having me.
It seems like only yesterday we didn't know this news, and here we are.
It does seem that way, doesn't it?
All right, tell us a little bit about what's happening today, because selling this property, for those who remember, in the first place was sort of an arduous task for the state of South Dakota under Governor Dennis Dugard.
Yeah, it's been a long slog to get to this point. The property itself has a long history. It was a sanatorium for tuberculosis patients in the early 1900s, and had its purpose changed over the years a couple of times, and ended up being a juvenile detention facility called Star Academy. And then the state several years ago undertook some reforms, the legislature and then Governor Dugard, to reform juvenile justice and commit fewer children to these types of facilities. And the enrollment declined. And then in 2017, then Governor Dugard and the legislature passed a bill authorizing the sale of this property. And they had an auction in October 2017 that drew no bidders. And then they had another auction in January of last year that produced only one bid. And that was the minimum $2.34 million bid from this company. I'm not sure how they pronounce their company name, but it's capital SLIC-E Holdings, like Slice E Holdings. They made payments totaling $351,000 by last May that were required under a contract with the state. And then they were supposed to have made a payment of about $116,000 this May 1, which they have not made to this point.
All right. So that was a few months ago. What's the process that kicks in when they didn't make the payment in May?
Well, there's a process in state law, and Ryan Brunner, the commissioner of the state's Office of School and Public Lands, is the guy who's tasked with overseeing all this. And he pointed me to sections of state law that lay this out, that when the payment's missed, there's a three-month period that's allowed to go by. Somewhat similar to if you missed a payment on your house and it went into foreclosure, there's a grace period there to try to make the payment before, you know, the foreclosure actually proceeds. That's in state law, and that three-month period passed last month. And then after that, there's another, the state serves a legal default notice, and upon that notice, there's another 30-day period. And that 30-day period ends today, apparently at 5 o'clock Central.
And this is not the first time this company has come in on the last day with a payment. So it's important to note that it's possible that they could make that payment and be clear for another year, right? Do I understand it correctly?
Yeah, they could. And Ryan Brunner, the commissioner of School and Public Lands, said that, you know, even this morning I talked to him, that he's been in touch with somebody from the company who is saying that they still hope to make that payment today. They would physically, at this point, they'd physically have to drive the check to Pier, apparently, to get in by the 5 o'clock deadline. But apparently they're still hoping to do that.
All right. And there are plenty of people who at the last minute did not want this state property sold from the South Dakota State Legislature. It's speculation at this point, but if the property gets foreclosed, we have another political argument on our hands, don't we?
Yeah, probably. So there were especially some legislators out here in the Black Hills that thought that the juvenile justice reform didn't work as it was intended, and that the burden of dealing with juvenile offenders was simply being passed from the state, which ran this facility, to schools and other local governments that were now having to deal with these types of juvenile offenders. And so there's a contingent of legislators out there and others who think that this facility should still be in operation as a state juvenile detention facility. And so, we may see that argument raised again during this legislative session coming up.
That would be truly kicking the can down the road, wouldn't it, to a new administration as well. We'd learn what Governor Kristi Noem thought about some of those proposals, which, as far as I know, we have not heard her weigh in because it wasn't part of her administration in the first place.
Exactly. Yeah, that is a wild card. I saw some comment from the governor's office yesterday, and they would only merely acknowledge that, you know, they're aware of the situation here, and that was all they would say. We don't know. I don't know if Governor Noem likes what has happened with the juvenile justice reform or doesn't, or thinks there's changes needed. I don't know that yet, but I guess this would give us an opportunity, as you mentioned, to find out potentially.
And an interesting one, because Marty Jackley, when he was running in the primary against her, wanted more facilities. Not necessarily he wanted to reopen STAR, but he was inclined to move in a different direction than Governor Dugard was. So interesting stuff ahead, and we'll find out if someone's driving a check to Pierre pretty soon, huh?
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, Seth Tupper, you can read the full story at RapidCityJournal.com. Seth, thank you for joining us today with the update.
You're welcome.